You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, Auckland Council passed their hotly debated long-term plan after huge debate and community engagement. Councillor Lotu Fully attempted to amend the plan to not include the sale of council's airport shares but was defeated. She also reached headlines for excluding the independent Māori voices on council from voting on this amendment. I asked Councillor Fully about the long-term plan and the controversy surrounding her amendment for city councilling. Here is that interview. Can you summarise the long-term plan which council passed this week?
Yeah, sure. So the long-term plan's gone through. That sets the direction for council for the next 10 years. What's been approved is the mayor's central proposal plus a little bit more. So it's good news that we will have a little bit more funding for transport, for public transport. Also good news that the fairer funding model is changed from the mayor's original proposal. So what that means is that basically there won't be any cuts to funding for any of the local boards, and some local boards will have their funding increased so that it brings them up to an equitable level. But the sad news is, for me, from my point of view, is that the airport shares will be transferred into the Auckland Future Fund and probably sold off pretty quickly after that. The rates are fairly low. The mayor's managed to keep those fairly low at 6.8% in the first year, 5.8% in the second year, and then 7.9% in the third year, and then 3.5% every year after that.
Can you talk a bit more about your proposed amendment to the Auckland Airport Shares aspect of the plan?
Yeah, sure. So I put up an amendment because I had worked out that we could save the airport shares, which is our very last publicly owned piece of that very important strategic asset. So Auckland Council still owns 11% of the airport shares, and I was just trying to find a way to save the shares, to keep it in public ownership, what's left of it. And it would have only meant a slight increase in the rates. So 6.9% in the first year was what I was proposing, and that was because I did propose we also give the local board areas that originally owned those shares, so Manukau and Auckland Council, Auckland City, some money so that they could finish off, some key projects. So that was 6.9% in the first year, 7.5% in the second year, and then 7.7% in the third year, and 3.5% going forward. But it meant only a difference of about a dollar, maybe $1.20 a week for the average household in Auckland, and we could have kept that strategic asset.
Why did you exclude members of the Independent Māori Statutory Board from debating this amendment?
Yeah, that's not true, actually, because the members of Haukura Independent Māori Statutory Board were part of the debate for all of the workshops and all of the, the committee going forward. So they were part of the debate for the whole time. It's just that the actual decision, the final decision, is not made at the committee or at the workshop. The committee just makes a recommendation to the governing body. So the final decision is actually made by the governing body. And unfortunately, I was given incorrect advice by staff at the start of the day. They had told me I could only put my amendment up at the committee. Then they corrected that advice during the day and said, well, actually, you can put it up at the governing body. And to me, if there's a stand to be made, a last stand, you might call it a last stand, then that should be made at the governing body where the actual decision is made, not a recommendation.
So it's true you could have voted on the amendment when they were present at the earlier meeting and declined, but on bad advice from staff?
Yeah, and I mean, we would have had to then debate it again because at the committee, they only make a recommendation to the governing body. The governing body makes the final decision, not the committees, not the workshop. And if people want Māori or Haukura to be part of the governing body, then people should have voted for Auckland to have Māori wards. And as we saw that play out earlier on in the year, a lot of people around that governing body did not support Māori wards, including His Worship, who abstained on that vote. So I thought it was a little bit, hypocritical for people around the table to try and make that explanation, because that's not correct.
That's a very fair point. And is Māori wards something you'll continue to raise as a councillor, as something that should be implemented?
Absolutely. And I'm really sad to see the moves that the current government is making in terms of bringing back you know, bringing back the need for referendums. And I can see that a lot of the mayors around and a lot of councils and a lot of mayors around the country have pushed back as well with the letter that they've written to the government and to the Prime Minister. And I absolutely will continue to advocate to have Māori wards for Auckland Council. And that's the only way to get a true Māori voice and Māori representation at the governing body where decisions are made for our city.
Other than the point around airport shares, are you happy with what the long-term plan has ended up being?
I'm not absolutely happy, but I think we've reached a decent balance. My community was asking for more, like more in terms of funding for flood resilience, more funding for transport and safety especially. We've got a very high deaths and serious injuries rates in South Auckland, but I think we've reached a good balance in those other areas. And like I said, I'm happy to see that the mayor has pulled back on his original fair funding proposal, which would have seen local boards like the Māngere or Tahu local board have their funding cut by $5 million over 3 years. So I'm glad that he's pulled back from that. He's listening to our feedback, and now Māngere or Tahu local board will not have $5 million removed from their funding. They'll just have their status quo going forward.
That was Councillor Lotu Fully on her amendment to block the sale of council's airport shares and her thoughts on the long-term plan more broadly.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.